name is Joe Davis. I live in the Harrison neighborhood, north of Minneapolis. And sometimes I forget how close this river is living here. With all this industrial development, it's a beautiful thing. Every time I come back here, I feel that connection. I feel that person, that spirit, right? And I hope we can continue to push this movement forward, continue to be present. And if we want that future that we envision to exist, then we have to continue to show up. Like you all were just saying, we gotta continue to bring our bodies, bring our voices into spaces, continue to show up. That's what y'all are doing today, and that's what I want to keep doing. I wrote a piece about showing up. I just want to share with you all. I shared it last year at Jamming for Justice as well, but I keep wanting to speak this message as much as I possibly can, as loudly as I possibly can, so we're all showing up to this work, and we can actually create that future that we want to be in together. Show up. Each been called to this place, this time and this season. You may not yet know the rhyme or the reason. You may not feel, think, or believe in the same things I believe in. We've been asked to show up. Show up wherever you are from. You can come here to be free. Bring your full self, both your head and your heart. Your hands and your feet. Anything and everything, infinitely beyond any duality or sexuality, gender, race, age, or ability, we all have the ability to be. Without you, I'm incomplete. Without you, there's no we. I need you not just to survive, but to thrive. Become fully awake and alive with potential and possibility. Join me at the table if it is wide and there's lots of food to eat. So show up. Be fed. Feed others. Satiating a different kind of hunger, fueling the fire in our bellies. No matter what journey you're on, where you've been, or what you've done, all will be well when we're all welcome to laugh, cry, dance, write, read, and bleed into the margins, and follow the call into the frost reaches of who we are. Whether you run, walk, crawl, if you fall, we fall in love. Just show up. Show up to answer the call to justice. Transform both the soul and the bodily world the soul inhabits. Show up with all your awkwardness and bad habits. Show up with your doubts and your questions, knowing here you can ask them. Show up with your wounds and your scars. We all have baggage. We stood together, we can unpack it. This is no mistake. You are not here by accident. You're here to share the stories of your sacred passage. You are the only you that ever has been. You are not the magician, you are the magic. So show up to this place here where there's no grace period, there's only grace period. Bring your fears and insecurities. Let us marvel in the mystery. Let us listen each other to life for the deep holy listening. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? That's the sound of the genuine within you. The spirit stirring near you, but if you don't show up, how can anyone hear you? Even if you don't know for certain, you may have the truth and healing for which this world is searching. In this grand universe, we are but small workers with a big purpose. Because of our hearts widening the circle, hearts that are broken, hearts that are open, so little light can shine through with a little hope for the hopeless. Wherever you go, simply know the spirit of this place goes with you. So go. Ready with sleeves rolled up, always growing, never fully grown up. Ready with all your heart, mind, body, and soul.
Which is both grown out of and alongside of our work on the Upper Harbor states municipalities have passed certain kinds of rights of nature provisions through community charters. So like these communities, many of them spearheaded by indigenous leadership, we believe that the Mississippi River has a right to exist and flourish. And as people who depend upon it, we should be able to defend and enforce those rights.
Organize. If it's a phrase, if it's a drum, if it's a spirit, First of all, does anybody want to say anything about what it felt like or what you heard from all these wonderful people over the last hour? No wrong answers.
Rewarding.
Pardon?
Rewarding.
Rewarding.
Nutritious.
You're interested.
Nutritious.
Nutritious. That sounds even better. Nutritious, delicious. And believe me, if you want to say two words, it's okay. Two or three or ten, but not 2 hours. Somebody else? Anybody else?
Critical timing.
Critical timing. Absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. We can't wait another hour. We've got to go now, right? Absolutely. Yes.
A moment in time.
A moment in time?
Yeah.
A moment in time, something you'll remember.
Just the opportunity.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk of opportunity right now.
What do we think about this?
That symbolizes extraction, taking things away, taking it to some other place, not for the people. Profits could be in that truck. Who else? Something, anything. Yes.
Show up.
Show up? Showing up. A big part, huh? 80% of life, I think, is showing up. Something like that. Other, yes, please.
Oh, yes.
I'm from New Orleans, so I'm not from the other end of this ecosystem we are connected to via this river. So I wanted to say thank you for welcoming me and that I would like to be part of the conversation about how we can recognize the river and communities and
integral. Thank you so much. I mean, we have to be together, I guess, right, from all the way from the beginning. A lot of us are coming down there about February 15th. It's a little cold up here. Make sure you leave your number. Thank you, really, honestly. Anybody else? A lot of love. A lot of love. A lot of love. Che Guevara said that a true characteristic of a revolutionary is love. Not anger, not brutality, love. You do it because you love. You love people, you love the earth. It's hard to do it if you're angry and want to hurt people. It's a hard way to make a transformation. Absolutely. Anything else before I ask you what you're going to take with you? Any other feeling about what you heard? Yes, please.
I'm pretty new to Twin Cities, and it was good to learn about the work that's been done here and also some of the specific things that are happening. I grew up in, like, terrible health things happened because the U.S. government was bad and environmental pollution, and I'm like sick all the time.
Mm.
And like, I want to make this place better where I live, for my kids growing up, for everybody. And so I appreciate everyone who came out and talked about the work that's being done.
Well, welcome and thank you. Thank you.